Chapter 1. "Not again," Devon Sage muttered to himself when he heard a familiar whistle echo off the tunnel walls. Devon quickened his steps to head off the old man before he managed to get any deeper into the tunnel system leading to Yorkton, the secret underground city located beneath New York City. Like a scene from a Hollywood movie set, a Vegas casino, or a super-secret government substation only the president and a select few cabinet members were aware of, Yorkton was state-of-the-art. The ceiling of the city held a computer-operated sun, moon, and stars, which changed on schedule. The air filtration system fed them fresher air than what could be found in the city above, and everyone walked or bicycled to their various jobs within the organization, so pollution was kept to a minimum. Still, after living in Alaska most of his life, he wasn't sure the move to Yorkton had been a wise one. A fake city, even with all of its fancied high-techness, was still fake, and he missed the wide open space of the Alaskan bush. Devon rounded the curve and planted himself in the center of the underground passageway, hands on his hips, as he waited for the old guy to look up and see him. If the homeless man made it into the inner tunnels from there, he could be a much larger problem, because they used those systems to transport their goods out of Yorkton to a shipping warehouse. "Oh. Ah, hello there, young man." Devon couldn't help but shake his head. "Wally, how many times have I told you? You can't be down here." Wally lifted his hand and scratched his balding head through the knit cap he wore. "Oh, it's all right. I'm looking for something." "Aha. Come on. Turn around and go back." "But I have to find my dog."
"You don't have a dog."
"I do so have a dog. Name's Bronte. Have you seen her?" The man made a show of looking around Devon to the semi-lit tunnel behind him. He even whistled, but then ruined the attempt to deceive by shooting a glance at Devon, as though to check whether or not Devon bought the act. He didn't. Wally always had a story of some sort. But like all of the other reasons Wally gave for being down in the tunnels, Devon didn't believe Bronte existed. More troubling was the fact the man's visits had become more frequent. Each time, Wally managed to get a little deeper into the off-limits area before getting caught. It made sense that Wally sought protection away from the dangers outside the alley grates and subway lines, where the warmth of the underground drifted to where the transient sought shelter from the elements. Who wouldn't take advantage of what little heat there was to be found? Better yet, go underground where few dared to venture, since that in itself was a form of safety. Devon blocked Wally's way once again when the old man tried to continue by. "No, I haven't seen a dog. Now turn around and leave before you get hurt. I've told you, it isn't safe down here. There's a reason the tunnels are off limits to the public." Wally rubbed his hands together and lifted them to his mouth to blow on them. "I haven't seen any danger. Not even one of those giant gators people say roam around down here. Kind of wish I would stumble upon one of them. Bet they'd make for some good eating." Devon barely caught himself before he smiled at the man's statement. The rumors about massive alligators, and rats, and even vampires had been started by the lowlanders as a way of keeping the highlanders from trespassing below ground. The stories worked for the most part, especially given the creepiness of the underground, but then there were always some, like Wally, who were determined to explore the tunnels no matter what. "I'm not doing any harm, son. Just trying to stay warm. Can't blame a man for that, can you?" Wally's statement hit home, and Devon struggled to remember the rules of the Elder Council versus the empathy he felt for the old man. "I don't blame you for seeking shelter from the cold, but the fact remains that it can't be down here."
"Bah. It can't be that bad. You're down here. Besides, you know me. I'm not going to get into something I shouldn't. Can't you let an old man be, Devon?"
Devon winced.
He shouldn't have told the man his real name.
Wally.
It's winter, son. It's so cold it makes a man's bones shake. Wouldn't hurt anything to let me stay. At least let me warm up. Don't throw me out into the snow.
Devon frowned at the man's words, hating that he had to be the bad guy. Winter in New York was brutal, especially for a man Wally's age. And the arrival of sleet and snow made the cold that much worse.
Rules are rules. I'll lose my job if I let you stay.
Surely not. Tell me who you work for, because I'll tell them.
Wally, stop arguing for the sake of arguing.
Just stating facts. That a crime?
Devon fought his frustration and wished he could do more for the homeless man.
Wally was harmless, but the restrictions, the laws of the Elder Council, were in place for a reason.
You know, you could give me a job and then I wouldn't be trespassing.
Say, that's a right fine idea.
Wally straightened a bit and made a show of smoothing the front of his dirty coat.
You can just hire me right now.
I'll help you guard the tunnels.
Where do we need to go next?
You need to leave.
Look, Wally, I'm sorry. I know it's warmer here than up above, but you've got to go.
Find a shelter and get on a list before all the beds are taken.
I don't like those places. I've told you over and over that I don't.
Devon didn't like the thought of sending the elderly man to a shelter where his age might make him a target of unsavory people, but it couldn't be helped.
I know you don't, but it's better than being cold, right?
They can help you where I can't. Now let's go.
Devon waited for Wally to turn and retrace his steps.
Wally muttered something under his breath, head hanging low as he reluctantly complied.
Devon tried and failed to ignore the man's slumped shoulders and downtrodden body language, and reminded himself of the bigger picture.
Yorkton had a large security patrol stationed throughout the outer rims to keep outsiders from getting too close to those tunnels used daily by the underground city. The homeless, runaways, stray animals, at some point they all sought shelter underground when the weather turned cold.
If I see Bronte, I'll bring her to you.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do that.
She's a good dog.
Devon smothered a laugh at the old man's response. If Wally had brought a dog into the tunnels, Devon would be highly surprised.
Once they reached an area close to an entrance exit point, Devon stopped. Can you find your way out from here?
Of course, Wally said, tugging on his cap so that it covered the top of his ears.
I'm old, not crazy.
Despite the dim light, Devon noticed how red and chapped the man's hands were. He removed his gloves, holding them out to Wally.
Take these.
You need them more than I do.
Wally accepted the gloves, but hesitated in putting them on.
Why, these look special.
Almost handmade.
Devon smiled at the man's observation and nodded.
They are.
When it was obvious Wally wanted more information, Devon inhaled and sighed.
My mother made them.
She did a right fine job.
But son, I can't.
You can.
Don't worry.
I have at least three more pair.
They'll keep you warm.
Take these.
I won't miss them.
Wally stared down at the gloves, running his chapped fingertips over a finely sewn seam.
Seeing as that's the case then.
Wally slipped on the gloves.
You're right.
I'm warmer already, the man murmured with a slight nod of his head.
Haven't seen anything made this special in a long, long time.
You sure you want to give 'em up?
It's pretty chilly back in those tunnels.
Nothing like being thrown out into the cold, of course, Wally added with a pointed stare, as though to shame Devon into acquiescing, but cold all the same.
Devon dug into his coat pocket and retrieved a couple of the protein bars he kept on hand for just such run-ins.
Wally had lost quite a bit of weight in the short time Devon had known him, and he now carried the snacks and water, because he couldn't stand the thought of the old man being hungry. Here. Take these. Thank you, son. The other workers never offer anything. Because it was against the rules. Feed a stray and it would stay. He wasn't supposed to give Highlanders food, shelter, or anything else that might draw unwanted attention to his presence or who he worked for. Usually, Devon stuck to the rule, but there was just something about Wally. Something that wouldn't allow Devon to turn the old man completely away. Devon couldn't imagine being homeless at Wally's age, much less alone, hungry and cold. But that was the very reason to so vigilantly protect the community hidden beneath the city's streets. To keep Yorkton from being discovered so that men like Wally would be cared for, via the proper channels. This time last year, Holly Claus had broken the rules to save a pilot who'd crashed into the Alaskan bush during a sudden snowstorm. He'd given her an extremely hard time then about bringing the man into their secret compound, Alaska's version of Yorkton, but here he was a year later, going against the rules to feed an old man and help keep him warm. He'd be a hypocrite not to acknowledge the fact that he'd broken the same rule Holly had. He owed Holly an apology, but to give it now would mean swallowing his pride, and he wasn't quite sure he was ready to do that just yet. So maybe instead, a kind gesture to honor Holly's decision would have to do. Devon clapped Wally on the back to urge him on his way. Keep your head down and stay safe. And if you won't go to the shelter, he said, lowering his voice in case his voice echoed off the tunnel walls to those near the tunnel's exit, stick close outside and stay put. That's better than nothing. I'd be a mite warmer if you'd let me stay back there. Wally tilted his head to the darkness from which they'd come. Devon shook his head and lowered his voice even more. I could lose my job if my bosses find out I've helped you at all. Now go. I've got to get back to my patrol. Patrol? Is that what you are? A cop? Caught by his choice of words, Devon hesitated. Security? For who? Not important. Now stop stalling. The old man must have sensed Devon had reached the end of his patience, because Wally nodded and slowly ambled off, opening one of the protein bars with a rattle of the packaging. Devon watched, waiting until Wally shuffled his way toward the grate leading to one of New York's many alleys. The faint hint of streetlights fell on Wally's grizzled features, and Devon stared, struck by the difference in the old man just in the last few months since finding him the first time. Devon made a mental note to see what programs were available to aid the old man. Wally might not want to go, but surely if the red tape was done for him, he'd accept the help for the winter months, if nothing else? Devon pondered the question and watched to make sure Wally exited the passage and that he didn't sneak back inside. He turned to go when he heard muffled voices outside the grate. Devon winced, guessing Wally had been spotted. It was going to be a long night if the pattern repeated itself and others tried to gain access through the grate. Devon quietly made his way closer to the exit to head off any potential curiosity. That's when he heard curses and grunts and the sounds of a scuffle. Give it up, old man. I told you. Wally wheezed, trying to catch his breath. I don't have anything. Devon fisted his hands, forbidden to leave the underground or interfere. But when a punch left Wally doubled over and crying out in pain, Devon reacted. He didn't allow himself to think of the consequences as he pushed open the grate as quietly as possible and slipped through unnoticed, thanks to the attacker's distraction. Yeah, well, we know you do. Man, I told you, the thug said to his partner. We done hit the lottery. Every rule and warning ever issued to the security teams responsible for safety flashed through Devon's brain at the speed of light, but he still found himself above ground for the first time since joining Yorkton's guard after leaving Alaska. The smell of garbage assaulted him, along with the noise of the nearby busy street. Let him go. Both men turned to stare at Devon, but neither of the thugs turned loose of the old man. Ah, man, what? One of the men said, surprise sharpening his tone. What's you and Mr. Moneybags doing in there, eh? The thug looked at Devon with a sneer. How much he pay you? 'Cause old man's gonna pay us now. Oh yeah, he is. The smaller of the thugs laughed as he held a sagging Wally upright with his arms trapped behind his back. Devon lunged toward the larger of the men, a lightning strike of fear-laced adrenaline surging through him, when the thug pulled a gun just as Devon took him to the icy ground.